MacBooks. Hello and welcome to Checkbooks. This week I met with a relatively new but highly praised writer of prose and poetry, Josef Strucker. The way in which Strucker describes his experience of modern life, particularly city life, could be considered to be very postmodern in its fascination with the peripheral and the fragmentary. Originally from Jablonec nad Nisou in the north, he's now based in Prague, though likes nothing better than to make long walks around the margins of other European cities, seeking out fragments of real life, what he calls small miracles, and living a life of voluntary simplicity in a complex globalized world. I met with him in the Hidden Away and, given his passion for long walks, aptly named Café Marathon. It's very appropriate that we're meeting here together in a cafe in Prague because you've described yourself as a lover of cafes and claim to live in them more than you actually live in your own flat.
Yeah, for me it's the feeling of home, to observe the life, to hear someone talking, and it just is the fulfilling of the private and the public, because I'm alone but among the people, and just to me to spend 3 or 4 hours in cafes, in my favorite cafes, Svatého Vojtěcha, for example, observe life and think about themes. And for me, it's the same to find the cafes in the cities, in Berlin, Brussels, in Paris. And there is just the one table in the cafe. It's for me important to find this table after years and spend the evening and think about text or life on the edge of the cities, on the periphery, on sub-peripheries. It's a place I can imagine about the text of the day, of the mood I have in my mind. And I like people, you know, on the streets. I'm not interested in a closed flat. It's for me the streets opening, the viewing from the cafes. It's for me the feeling of home than to be in that one room.
This is the poem Torpid Rooms 3. Silence expressed by colours or music, almost invisible, almost inaudible, painfully passing through town as if some streets would never again find any kind of shape, as if everything that had ever existed were out of joint. Several hours later I'm sitting in an empty kitchen. The day is nearing its end, inclining towards the irrelevant. Darkness surges through the window. It will swallow me whole in the end. Only a white fridge, long unused, gives light to the room. Again that odd humming in the pipes and unidentified sounds in the hallway. A slight cracking of linoleum. And downstairs, by the entrance, a dog barking. So you're something of a flâneur in that you experience the city through walking through it, and you feel more at home walking through a city than you do being simply in your room at home.
Yes, just to be as a flâneur in the city, I feel something like a home, to go to the end of town. I remember for many, many years an unrepeatable moment in my life, because the weather and the colors and the shape of the light is extraordinary. It's only just for one day, just a small miracle for me. It won't be the same then I return. It's not the same. Only just the day when I could walk around the city is just like a gift.
You have published 4 books and a collection of poetry, and I'd like to turn to your last book, the title of which translates as The Church in the Mist. And I'd like to ask you about the title first. I think it relates to your hometown of Jablonec in the north of Bohemia.
Yeah. There is the visual image of the town of Jablonec nad Nisou, where is it of the top of the hill, there's a new Catholic church. And from the school window, I observed the church 4 years every day. It's for me very important, like a house of hope. And it's maybe just similar to my favorite album of The Cure, The Faith. Just the praying for tomorrow, just the praying for something else.
The poems in this collection are very good at capturing the greyness, the stillness, the depressing quality of life in the 80s and beyond that you're returning to and capturing. But there's a hope in this, as you've just said.
Yeah, the church is for me the symbol of praying, of wishful thinking. But I want to reflect the town in the text, not just in the Church in the Mist, but in the previous books.
Jablonec was known in the 30s as the small Paris of the north.
Jablonec is very famous for jewelry, glass industry, and for the middle class lifestyle or dignity. But after the communist break, the community want that people forget tradition of the town and the specific mood of the combination of the German and Czech. And after the Second World War, communists want people not to remember the best time of the 30s, of 20s, and the streets were cut. Three or four houses in the specific style of Sudetian secession and panel houses, and I think maybe it just is my fragmentary feeling, but I think that Jablonec is a very fragmentary city and absolutely missing cafes and cafe culture, symbolic for the Jablonec of the 20s and 30s, and still now in the Jablonec don't exist the normal cafes. And in the 20s, 30s, on every corner is the great cafe. I think that is a communist doing the best job, that is to destroy absolutely cafe culture in the Jablonec for many, many years. And I think that for me is the cafe is the part of home and is a part of thinking about life. Jablonec is now is another city than 20 years ago, but the cafe culture is absolutely missing. It's not to Paris or Berlin of these days. I think that with the cafe cultures is some of the noblesse, some of the charm is missing in Czech society generally. The cafe culture had the character of elegance of the place and the people.
I'll now read part of one of your poems in the collection, which really does reflect the stillness, this greyness, existential tone, which is characteristic of your work. The grey colour of the years succeeding your childhood is spreading inside you until it creates a strange subject similar to fog that mildly smells of the oil with which you once lubricated the rotary parts of machines. Once again you can see yourself standing by them in blue overalls. It was an insignificant time, just like the motions which did not belong to you. The words would absent-mindedly come out of your mouth. But it seemed that this immobility had reached the steps of others, too. When you walked with a pack of dirty laundry through the whole town, there was no place to take a turn, no place to walk but that one street with the old ramshackle secessionist houses, absorbing you like some bottomless mouth. You would peek into small factories, into some outfits with only a handful of employees, into untidy yards which were smeared like you several hours ago. You would observe them for a moment, how they rolled thick steel wires into strange bundles. As you climbed higher and higher, people would grow scarcer, as well as cars. A most ordinary morning. And though you could not see the end of it, this day de facto was over for you. At home you shook the rust off your socks and sat at your desk, on which there was a stack of white writing paper, where for the moment nothing else was left but in the middle a horizontal broken line. As well as being a writer, you're an academic connected with the Institute of Psychology. And a lot of your academic work seemed to me to be reflecting your interest in the peripheral, in the small communities, in the local.
Yes, I'm interested in the small community economy on the edge of the global economy. I'm interested in relocalization movement and the principle of the balance between the quality of life and economy surviving. This exists, but on the margin of view. But I think that the economic margin is very important for the global economy.
You yourself try to live a life you describe as a kind of voluntary frugality or moderation. You don't shop, really. You try very much to lead a simple, non-materialistic life, which is very much against the trend in the Czech Republic.
I think that in the West Europe people think about post-materialistic values more than in Czech Republic, where is a now materialistic enjoyment. And I think that after the financial crisis, I think there's a lot of things change, not dramatically, but to change, to return to values of man.
What we've been saying about your work and the very fragmentary nature of your work, which is made up of small observations of what you've called these miracles of the occasions of being in a certain place or experiencing a certain community, and also your own role as this stroller, you seem to me to be one of the writers in Czech literature who could be described as postmodern in terms of maybe accepting a certain fragmentariness in terms of identity.
I like to write in the existential tone, just like an emergent text, maybe. When I walk around on the streets, I think that we lived fragmentally. For example, the title of the book of Zygmunt Bauman, Life in Fragments, I think that's in the fragments, but the deep experienced fragments, maybe we know about our lives more than in the whole.
I'll just read now a final reading from a translation of your poetry, which was done because of your attendance at a festival in Belgrade from your collection. And I'd like to thank you very much for talking to me about your life in cafes and walking around the periphery of cities and of life. Thank you very much, Josef.
I also thank you very, very much.
This is from the section of A Church in the Fog called In the Subsidence of Time. We belong nowhere. The days that vanish before our eyes, days when we are silent, when the house is lonely, distant from all others, the days when we need nothing, when we hide behind doors, inaudibly moving things, stopping the clocks, and orienting towards the dusk, and towards the need for sleep. This can last for weeks before we wake again, though everything remains as it was before.